Have you ever noticed how a simple fine from your partner can carry a world of meaning? Those four letters might actually be saying, I am hurt, or I need your attention, or even we need to talk. In relationships, the words we speak often carry layers of meaning that go far beyond their dictionary definitions. What we intend to communicate and what actually comes across can feel like two completely different languages. Welcome to the Better Love Podcast. I am Amanda Collins, and today we are exploring the fascinating world of communication and intention in romantic relationships. As a relationship expert, I have observed how the subtle dance between what we mean to say and how we actually express ourselves shapes the very foundation of our connections. Consider the last time you hesitated before bringing up an important topic with your partner. That pause likely contained a complex mixture of hopes, fears, and carefully chosen words. This delicate interplay between our internal world and external expression exists in every relationship conversation, from casual check-ins to profound heart-to-hearts. Understanding this dynamic is not just helpful, it is essential for creating deeper, more meaningful connections. In our relationships, we often focus on finding the perfect words, yet the true art of communication lies in aligning our intentions with our expression. When you master this alignment, you transform surface-level exchanges into opportunities for genuine understanding and connection. Throughout this episode, we will explore practical strategies to bridge the gap between what you mean and what you say, revealing how to create clearer, more authentic communication with your partner. Today, we will uncover the layers that exist in every relationship conversation, examine how to recognize and express underlying intentions, and discover powerful techniques to ensure your message truly reflects your heart's intention. By the end of our time together, you will have a new understanding of how to create meaningful dialogue that strengthens your relationship and deepens your connection. To illustrate this delicate dance between intention and expression, let me share a story about Rachel, a marketing executive who found herself caught in a communication pattern that might feel familiar to many of you. Like countless women in long-term relationships, Rachel prided herself on being direct and straightforward with her partner. Yet she discovered that even the most seemingly simple conversations could carry unexpected complexity. Rachel had noticed her partner Michael spending increasing amounts of time at work. Each evening when he arrived home late, she would greet him with a casual, "How was your day?" But beneath this simple question lay deeper concerns about their connection, their shared time, and their future together. When Michael responded with brief updates about meetings and deadlines, Rachel would reply with a quiet okay and retreat to another room, hoping he would sense her disappointment and initiate a more meaningful conversation. This pattern continued for weeks until one evening, during a couple's workshop they had reluctantly agreed to attend, their counselor helped Rachel uncover what was really happening. Her surface-level question about Michael's day actually masked several deeper intentions, a desire to feel prioritized in his life, a need for quality time together, and concerns about their relationship's direction. While Rachel thought she was being clear and direct, her true message remained buried beneath layers of subtle cues and unspoken expectations. Through guided exercises, Rachel learned to align her communication with her true intentions. Instead of the habitual, "How was your day?" she began expressing herself more fully. "I've been missing our time together, and I would love to create space for us to reconnect." This shift in approach, though initially uncomfortable, opened the door to honest conversations about their schedules, priorities, and shared vision for their relationship. The transformation in their communication did not happen overnight, but as Rachel practiced aligning her words with her deeper intentions, something remarkable occurred. Not only did Michael become more responsive, but Rachel also felt more confident in expressing her authentic needs. Their evening conversations evolved from brief exchanges to meaningful dialogues that strengthened their connection. This brings us to a crucial understanding about the relationship between our intentions and our words. When we learn to recognize and express what lies beneath our surface-level communication, we create opportunities for deeper understanding and genuine connection. Let us explore how you can begin to identify these patterns in your own relationship conversations. Rachel's story beautifully illustrates how our communication patterns often mask deeper intentions and needs. As we explore this further, it becomes crucial to address several misconceptions about communication in relationships that might be holding you back from creating genuine connections. The first misconception many women encounter is that clear communication means saying exactly what you think. In reality, effective communication requires a delicate balance between expressing your thoughts and understanding the emotional undertones beneath them. When you feel disconnected from your partner, simply stating facts might not convey your deeper need for emotional intimacy and understanding. You might also believe that if your intentions are good, your message will naturally be received positively. This overlooks how timing and delivery method dramatically influence how your partner interprets your words. Even the most well-intentioned message can miss its mark if shared during a moment of stress or through an inappropriate channel. Consider how different your partner's response might be to a serious conversation initiated during a peaceful evening versus during a hectic workday. Perhaps the most significant misconception is viewing nonverbal cues as secondary to spoken words. The truth reveals quite the opposite. Your body language, tone of voice, and facial expressions communicate far more than your words alone. When you cross your arms while saying, "I am fine," your nonverbal signals tell a different story that your partner will likely pick up on, even if unconsciously. Understanding these misconceptions opens the door to more authentic communication in your relationships. By recognizing the complex interplay between verbal and nonverbal expression, you can begin to align your communication methods with your true intentions. This alignment forms the foundation for deeper connection and mutual understanding. As we move forward, we will explore essential principles that will help you bridge the gap between what you intend to communicate and how you express yourself. These insights will transform how you approach crucial conversations in your relationships, creating space for more meaningful dialogue and genuine understanding. Understanding the deeper layers of communication transforms your entire dating experience. As we have seen, relying solely on surface-level exchanges or assuming good intentions are enough can leave crucial messages lost in translation. Let us explore the fundamental principles that bridge the gap between what you mean and what you actually convey. The intention-expression gap exists in nearly every interaction you have with potential partners. Your internal thoughts and feelings travel through various filters before reaching the other person. When you feel vulnerable about expressing interest in someone, your intended warmth might emerge as aloofness. Understanding this gap allows you to consciously align your true intentions with your words and actions. Communication operates through distinct but interconnected layers. The surface content, your actual words, forms just the beginning. Beneath lies your emotional state, shaping tone and body language. Deeper still rests your core intention, what you truly want to achieve. Finally, the impact layer determines how your message actually lands with him. When dating, you might say, "I am fine," after he cancels plans, but your tone and posture reveal disappointment. Mastering the alignment framework helps you create coherence across these layers. Start by getting clear on your true intention before speaking. If you want to express interest in a deeper connection, ensure your words, tone, and body language all convey openness and warmth. This alignment creates authentic communication that builds trust and understanding. These principles work together to transform surface-level exchanges into meaningful dialogue. By recognizing the gap between intention and expression, understanding the layers at play, and consciously creating alignment, you develop the ability to communicate with clarity and purpose. This foundation allows you to express yourself authentically while truly understanding his messages beyond just words. The real power emerges when you begin applying these principles in your daily interactions. Consider how different your dating life could be when you communicate with intention and understanding. Let us explore specific techniques to put these principles into practice. Let us transform these communication principles into practical actions you can take in your dating life today. The first step is conducting an intention check before any significant conversation with someone you are dating. Before sending that text or meeting for coffee, pause for 30 seconds. Ask yourself what you truly want to convey beyond just the surface words. Picture this scenario. You have been dating someone for a few weeks, and he has been taking longer to respond to your messages. Instead of sending a reactive text like, "Fine, I guess you are too busy," pause to identify your real intention. Are you seeking reassurance about his interest? Looking to establish communication expectations? This clarity helps you craft a message that opens dialogue rather than creates distance. The content emotion request format provides a practical structure for expressing your needs clearly. Start with a specific situation, acknowledge the emotional impact, then make a clear request. For example, "I notice our text responses have been getting delayed. It makes me feel uncertain about where we stand. I would appreciate it if we could talk about what communication style works best for both of us." When he speaks, practice active intention listening. Rather than focusing solely on his words, notice his tone, pace, and body language. If he says work has been crazy while avoiding eye contact, he might be communicating something deeper about his capacity for commitment or his stress levels. This awareness allows you to respond to his full message, not just his words. You will know these techniques are working when conversations feel more genuine and productive. Watch for signs like decreased misunderstandings, more open sharing from both sides, and faster resolution of potential conflicts. Your dating interactions will shift from surface-level exchanges to meaningful connections that build authentic relationships. Of course, applying these strategies in real dating situations comes with its own set of challenges. Let us explore how to navigate common obstacles that might arise as you implement these communication techniques. One of the biggest hurdles you might face when implementing these communication strategies is managing emotional reactions in the moment. When you feel triggered by something he has said or done, your first instinct might be to react immediately. Instead, take 3 deep breaths and mentally step back from the situation. This creates space to align your response with your true intentions. Established communication patterns can be particularly challenging to break. You might find yourself falling back into old habits of indirect hints or defensive responses. The solution is to practice new communication templates in low-stakes situations first. Start with expressing simple preferences about restaurants or movies using the content emotion request format. This builds confidence for more significant conversations. Different communication styles between you and the person you are dating can create ongoing friction. He might prefer direct communication while you process emotions through discussion, or vice versa. The key is to establish a communication map together. Have an open discussion about your natural styles and create shared guidelines for important conversations. This might include agreeing on timeframes for responding to messages or setting aside specific times for deeper discussions. Success in implementing these strategies often comes gradually. Look for small wins, such as catching yourself before sending an emotional text or successfully expressing a boundary. Each time you maintain alignment between your intentions and expression, you strengthen your communication muscles. Even if a conversation does not go perfectly, view it as valuable practice rather than a setback. The path to meaningful communication in dating requires patience and persistence. As you develop these skills, you will notice increased confidence in expressing your needs and better ability to understand his perspective. This creates a foundation for authentic connection and mutual understanding in your relationships. These communication challenges illuminate a profound truth. The path to deeper connection lies not just in what we say, but in how we align our words with our true intentions. The interplay between verbal expression and emotional undertones creates the foundation for authentic relationship dialogue. Understanding the layers of communication transforms surface-level exchanges into meaningful conversations. When you attune yourself to both spoken words and unspoken intentions, you gain the power to navigate relationship dynamics with greater clarity and purpose. This awareness allows you to create connections that resonate on both emotional and intellectual levels. Your journey toward better communication begins with a single intentional conversation each day. Start by pausing before important discussions to identify your true message and emotional needs. Notice how your body language and tone align with your intentions. This conscious approach creates space for authentic expression and deeper understanding. The quality of your relationships reflects the quality of your communication. As you master the art of intention-aligned expression, you build the foundation for partnerships based on genuine understanding and mutual respect. Each mindful interaction strengthens your ability to create meaningful connections that honor both your needs and your partner's perspective. This is Amanda Collins, because better understanding leads to better love. Let us guide your journey at betterloveproject.com.